This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Nearly 4 years after then-presidential candidate Donald Trump first faced questions about his income tax returns, the issue has returned to the forefront of the 2020 election as Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden prepare for their first debate Tuesday night. The New York Times published a lengthy report on Sunday showing that Trump paid just $750 in U.S. income taxes in both 2016, the year he ran for the presidency, and 2017, his first year in office. The newspaper said it reviewed nearly two decades of Trump's tax returns and that they showed that Trump lost hundreds of millions of dollars in his business deals that allowed him to write off income and pay nothing in taxes in 10 of the 15 years before he ran for the White House. In all, the newspaper said Trump paid no federal income taxes in 11 of the 18 years of returns it examined. Mr. Trump, unlike all other U.S. presidents in the last five decades, has refused to disclose his tax returns, saying they were under audit by the country's tax agency, the Internal Revenue Service, although the IRS says that does not prohibit their disclosure by the taxpayer. Asked about the report, Trump called it totally fake news. Turkey says it will back Azerbaijan and with all means necessary after fighting entered a second day Monday between Azeri and Armenian forces over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. Azeri and Armenian forces exchanged heavy artillery fire Monday, with each accusing the other of starting the hostilities a day earlier. Observers called the latest fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh the worst since the 1990s. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Former Mali Foreign Minister Mokhtar Wan has been named the West African nation's prime minister as it struggles to return to normalcy following last month's overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. Wan was named to the post Sunday by transitional President Ba Ndaw, who was installed by the ruling junta on Friday. Wan served as foreign minister from 2004 to 2011. He represented Mali as its envoy to the United Nations before that, from 1995 to 2002. The installation of Wan as prime minister could lead to the removal of sanctions imposed on Mali by the regional economic bloc, ECOWAS, after the president and prime minister were arrested by military troops on August 18th in the capital, Bamako. Police in Belarus arrested 500 protesters over the weekend as demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko continued. Lukashenko, who has been in power for 26 years, claimed his sixth re-election in the August 19th election. But many in the country view the outcome as illegitimate. He claimed 80% of the vote. The country's interior ministry said 150 people were arrested Saturday and another 350 on Sunday. There were protests in 22 cities, according to the Associated Press. Both the United States and the European Union have said the election was not free nor fair, and many European countries have refused to recognize Lukashenko after his surprise inauguration last week. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has apologized to the family of a civilian government official shot and killed by North Korean troops last week along a maritime border. The official, identified only as a 47-year-old employee of South Korea's fisheries agency, was reported missing while on duty on a fishing boat north of the western sea border known as the Northern Limit Line. According to South Korean military's version of the events, the boat was intercepted at sea by North Korean troops. The man was questioned, shot to death, doused with oil, and set on fire, apparently all on orders from a superior. That's the South Korean account. North Korea says the border troops, following anti-coronavirus guidelines, fired 10 gunshots at the man from a distance. When they approached his flotation device, they found only blood. They said they set the flotation device on fire. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.